Personowski on a 4-yard run, 2-point version, no good, 42-14. A minute and a half later, Bad Axe has an interception. Curtis Dickinson picks it off from Braden. Faster than 10 for Emmerich. So still 42-14, Cass City, but Cass City then decides to tack on another touchdown with 3:24 left in the game. A Ricker 20-yard run, 2-point conversion from Personowski was good, makes it 50-14, but Bad Axe was not done yet, 58 seconds left in the game. Emmerich runs for 38 yards for a touchdown, makes it 50-20, and the 2-point conversion was no good. Final score, 30-point win for Cass City.
Cass City definitely the better of the two teams here on offense and defense. Bad Axe defensively was fairly solid. The 50 points given up by the defense doesn't really tell the story. I don't think the score tells the story here. Bad Axe's offense really in special teams shot themselves in the foot. We had a bad snap, muff punt. I think we had 3 to 4 fumbles by the offense, and we also had that deep interception. So when you turn the ball over 5-6 times, you really give Cass City great field position and basically give their offense opportunities to score and put your own defense up against the wall. And Bad Axe's defense responded multiple times in those against-the-wall positions. So credit them for their hard work and good play. Emmerich really bringing this offense to life here. He scores a touchdown, and all of a sudden they start keying on him. Labor gets an open touchdown pass. So good to see them scoring on the ground and through the air. Bad Axe has a lot to take from this. They need to be more disciplined, pay better attention to the ball, hold on to the ball a little tighter, not make so many fumbles and pitches and laterals and stuff like that. They need to be more sound on offense. Otherwise, I think this game could have been quite a bit closer.
Here's an interesting stat. Bad Axe had 5 turnovers in this game. Cass City had 3 turnovers. But the most interesting thing, in this entire second half, there was one drive from both teams that was over 5 plays. That came from Bad Axe right at the beginning of this third quarter. And that ended up in a turnover of downs for Bad Axe. And everything else was 5 plays or less, a lot of 4s, a lot of 3-and-outs, 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 or a touchdown after 3 plays.
There were a lot of 3-and-out punts or no-good 4th-down conversions. And then there were the big runs, and then the big pass coming from Bad Axe there to Labor. So some big plays in the second half is both offensive coordinators opening up the playbook a little bit.
Bad Axe had 8 total yards in the first half. They load on 230 in the second half. And let's start with the Bad Axe. They had 140-yard rushing off 28 carries and 98 yards passing off of 8 receptions for 36 plays for 238 yards. Seth Geiger had 2 carries for -8. Jared Emmerich, 14 carries and 166 yards, leading all Bad Axe rushers and players. Bailey Hines, 1 carry for -7. Ben Braden, 11 carries for -11 yards, and he was sacked 3 consecutive times for a total of 6 times being sacked by the Cass City defense. Ben Braden was 5-for-8 passing for 98 yards. Receiving those were Tyler Labor, 3 catches for 75 yards, including a touchdown. Austin Wischlager, 1-for-14, and Seth Geiger grabbed 1-for-9 yards. So that's 238 yards for Bad Axe. Cass City, on their side of things, they had 378 yards altogether compared to Bad Axe's 238. 307 yards rushing, 71 passing. Bobby Bayette, 2 carries for 1 yard. Brendan Ricker, 104 yards off 19 carries. Drew Fields, he had nothing. He has been injured since week number 2. Braden Personowski, 19 carries for 164 yards. Curtis Dickinson, 6 carries for 32 yards. And Dakota Hartle, 3 carries for 6 yards. 2 of those after kneels at the end of the game there. Dakota Hartle, though, was 3 for 5 in passing for 71 yards. Watson Moore grabbed 1 for 26 yards. Shane Rasmussen for 1 yard. And Curtis Dickinson, 44 yards on his reception. So, Dave, closing thoughts here.
Bad Axe definitely had the best half of football they've had all season, and they were very impressive on the offensive side of the ball. A few too many turnovers, a couple bad penalties at bad times. Cass City really played well, extremely well in the first half. Second half, they kind of put it on cruise control a little. You don't see the big yardage total. You know, they sort of milked the clock and ran a lot of run plays to try and drain the clock. But credit Dakota Hartle, and look for them to do a little bit more of this as the season goes on, is to run, and then let him throw the ball downfield a little more. as you seen when Dickinson made that big catch, all 44 yards came on one pass catch. Look for them to do that a little bit more to sort of keep defenses a little more honest, and that will really expand their offense quickly.
The upcoming schedule for Cass City next week, they're on the road for the first time all year at USA, then home against Reese September 28th, and then their last 3 weeks on the road against Bay City All Saints, against Vassar, and against Carroll. Some two big games there for Cass City closing out the year. For Bad Axe, they're the same exact thing. They have next week away, one more game home, away against Bay City All Saints next week, home against USA, September 28th, and the last three games at Memphis, at Lakers, and at Ubley.
Good-looking schedule there for both teams. I like what Bad Axe has got going on. Take this 20-point scoring second half into next week and take on a Bay City team that they could potentially hang with and possibly win in that game. I like their odds in next week's game. Cass City's going to have their hands full with USA.
Yes, indeed. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Thumbside, the Talking Thumb, Knights Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDowell Food and Family Center in Bad Axe, Catholic Radio and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, and More Shoreline of Seawing, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, McVeigh Insurance Agency, and Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Casewell, Cassidy, and don't forget about those two locations in Bay City. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction of distribution on the Internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So doing the stats for us tonight was Kylie Kabowski to the left of me, color commentary, Dave Hansen. Pushing the buttons back in the studio, Jason Scott. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight. Final score, Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Thanks for listening tonight, and have a good night.